I've got a very special guest for this special Halloween's Black Diamonds Metal Mayhem. It's Cillian Oz from Dimmu Borgir. Hi and welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, yes, I'm good, thank you. So, can you tell me a bit about Halloween in Norway? Do you have any particular traditions there, or what you used to have when you were younger?
Well, yeah, I guess Halloween has become more and more Americanized, I guess you can say, over the past few years. When I grew up, it was more about during Christmas, actually, we put on like scary clothes and did the treat thing, you know. Right. So that's what I grew up with, and now it's, I think it's less of that. The kids do less of that, and it's kind of moved to Halloween instead, you know.
Yeah. So what was the actual? Was it still Halloween, but at Christmas? That was when you celebrated it.
Yeah. That's what I grew up with. Yeah.
Right.
So,
different. Okay, yeah. So it's quite sort of commercialized, Americanized now, like it is here, I guess.
I would say so, yeah. Because when I was a kid, there was hardly any pumpkins in anywhere, you know, in the kids shop or whatever. So
yeah,
yeah, we kind of just grew up wearing, you know, finding silly clothes, just like you do in Halloween, but maybe not so much of the scary stuff. It was more about just dressing up totally different, you know, and and do the trick and treat thing. So right. That was fun, you know.
Yeah. I mean, here it was. I mean, we used to have turnips when we were kids. You know, there was no such thing as a pumpkin.
Right,
in the,
exactly,
you know, late 70s, early 80s, so it's really changed, definitely, big time now. So what do you like most about it?
Well, I think it's the one day of the year where I, as a grown-up, can get away with scaring the shit out of the kids, you know? So that's what I like most of it, most about it now, but you know, it's definitely something for the younger generation, I suppose, you know.
Yeah, I know lots of adults that love Halloween, so.
Yeah. No, I don't get me wrong, I love it too, you know. I like the, you know, I play in a band where we dress up every day, so for me it's Halloween every day, you know.
Yeah. So what do you wear then when the kids come to your house? Do you wear your stage get-up?
No, I really don't, but you know, I try to find some kind of mask or something just to scare them, you know. Play a prank back on them.
Oh, that's interesting. Most just want sweets, don't they? But that'd be quite cool.
Yeah. They don't get any candy in this house.
Good for you. Okay, so give me some favourites of yours for this Halloween. If I say food, what will be your favourite?
Well, I would probably say moose steak, unprocessed, because I have a lot of friends that hunt, and this is obviously the time where the moose hunting is going on, so, or prior to Halloween, so that's probably my favorite, you know, and I like it medium rare.
And I'm vegetarian, so not a good one for me. Oh dear, I think I'll avoid that one.
But at least the animal didn't suffer, you know, it hasn't been put into the slaughterhouse, and you know, it's it didn't know it was coming, so
yeah. Okay. Right, moving swiftly on to drink. What's your favourite drink for Halloween?
I'm a fan of, you know, greener type of drinks like caipirinhas and mojitos and stuff like that. Of course, various types of craft beer I like. But when I eat food, I'm really boring in that sense, so I usually have just ice water to food, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. And what about music? Yeah. What music would you go for?
Oh, anything from voodoo reggae to Nunslaughter.
Quite a spectrum then. Cool. Okay, so talking of music, which Dimmu Borgir song do you think is most fitting for a Halloween party?
Well, I think it pretty much lays in the cards. Kings of the Carnival Creation is probably fitting for Halloween. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yes, we shall have to play that one then. Okay.
Right.
So,
right, yeah.
Okay, moving on to a Dimmu Borgir update then. It's been a while since you released Force of the Northern Night, of course, and we know that you're creating a new album. So can you tell me what's happening at the moment?
Yeah, everything is pretty much set to go, you know. We're still in the final stages of getting everything artwork-wise ready, photos, videos, stuff like that. So things have taken a bit of a time. I guess after 7 years, a little bit more of waiting doesn't hurt too much, hopefully. But we feel that we have we're sitting on the best album that we could possibly do at this time, and personally, I think it's definitely our best album to date. So, Obviously, that's something that everybody says. But if I didn't believe that we would do our best album, there wouldn't really be any point doing a new one. So, I'm really psyched about it, and I know that quite a few fans will probably be positively surprised. We can't wait to get this stuff off the ground and get going.
Yeah, so can you give fans a rough idea of when they can expect it?
Well, I would say, when we spoke last time, I think I said something about around this time or in November of 2017, but now this is going to be I think it's going to be first half of 2018, the way it looks now, and really looking forward to have it out. And we were lucky that Forces of the Northern Night was something of a layover, I guess you can call it. So I was really happy about the response to that. There's been great feedback all over, so we're really happy about that too.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it's not too far away, so hopefully the months will go by quickly, and it'll not be too long. Oh, that's brilliant. Well, thank you very much for your time, and happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween.
Thank you.